costly, deadly, strategic failures. It's hard to find anything but criticism for the Iraq and Afghanistan wars in this 381-page report. It calculates the bill for military action in Britain since the Cold War as almost £35 billion. A staggering 84% of that is the cost of the Afghanistan and Iraq conflicts. The report says that in Afghanistan, Britain's presence saw violence increase, the opium crop soar, and resistance to foreign presence intensify. In Iraq, it helped promote and spread terrorism, radicalised young British Muslims, and killed more people than could have ever been possible under Saddam Hussein. That killing is still going on.
9,000 people in 2013 died in Iraq, and it's still doing so today. I mean, there's a war raging right now in Fallujah and on the other side in Baghdad, exacerbated by the Saudis who are putting money into these gangs that are running around the Middle East. None of that would have happened in Iraq before we invaded.
The study says the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have tainted the British Army's reputation and reduced the appetite for further overseas interventions. According to the report, the Parliament's vote against a war on Syria took place in the shadow of Iraq.
I can't see Britain ever going to war again on spurious grounds and lies. I don't think we'll be doing it for a long time, and I don't think the Americans will actually either. I don't think the people can stomach another stupid war on spurious grounds. The fact that we were lied to for the Iraq war was the end of the line for everyone. I mean, they've got away with it, it would seem, to the most part, but they won't be able to lie to us again about going into war.
That will be little consolation for those left behind in the trail of destruction that has already been caused. Nargis Mobileri, Press TV, London.